My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. You've just broken up with your partner. Whether through unexpected or expected but denied breakup, this life-changing event has left you on your knees. You start asking questions, most of them filled with self-doubt, intimating that maybe there's something wrong with you. How may you heal your broken heart? Recognize that within you are superpowers just waiting to awaken and become a superhero of love. My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Bridget Fonger, is a writer who is committed to women and men having the most vibrant, fulfilling, kick-ass lives possible. Her first book, The Lazy Woman's Guide to Just About Everything, co-authored with Judy O'Neill, is all about supporting women to have less stress and more joy in their lives. Her new passion is to help women unveil the superhero of love inside them. She's been doing meditation and transformative work for more than 30 years, and has been on a lifelong journey to hone what she now understands are her ever-burgeoning superhero of love powers. Bridget is based in Los Angeles. She joins me this week to discuss her new book, Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Save the World. Please welcome to Destination Unlimited, Bridget Fonger. Good evening, Bridget.
Good evening. I am so happy to be here. Thank you, Victor, for asking me.
And thank you for joining us. So, Bridget, please share a little with our listeners about your early path and career.
So, I've always been a writer of sorts, I wrote plays even when I was a child and ended up doing writing for PR agencies and some journalism for magazines and newspapers. And then I actually had an angel store in Old Town Pasadena in the 90s. And one day I went to my friend Judy O'Neill's house at the end of a day. And I said, I hate everything that's human because I was really annoyed by humans that day. I said, I hate everything that breathes. That's what I said. And then I said, no, I don't mean animals. And I was just frustrated with humans that day. And we had this hilarious talk. It was just a really fun talk because obviously I don't hate everything that breathes, but we had this really wonderful talk. And at the end of the talk, I left. And I left her house and she said, listen to this title that popped into my head at 3 o'clock this morning, The Lazy Woman's Guide to Just About Everything. And I had been at that moment writing a book to help people entertain with less stress and more joy. I throw dinner parties and I've always thrown dinner parties and it always looks kind of effortless. And so people had been asking me to write a book about that. And I said, oh my God, that book, The Lazy Woman's Guide to Just About Everything, is like my book times 1,000. So yes, let's write that. So we wrote that book. So that was the first book that came out. And remains my passion. I love helping people have less stress and more joy in their lives.
Now, why the Lazy Woman's Guide? It sounds like you folks do a lot of work. Why lazy?
I know. All of my friends say, that's your dirty secret, that you're anything but lazy. But we are redefining the word lazy. Lazy means able to do everything that you have a passion for, that lights you up, that makes you happy, that makes you full of joy and love, do all of that with less stress and more joy. So setting priorities, doing things with, in less steps, anything that will give you all that you are so, that makes your heart sing with less stress and more joy.
Well, that's just wonderful. Now, what happened in your life that started your personal quest to seek out and understand your own superpowers?
Well, I didn't set out to discover my superpowers. I set out to recover from a really bad breakup. So what happened is I broke up with a man who lied to me. I caught him in a really big lie. And then as I uncovered that one lie, what happened is an avalanche of lies came tumbling down on me that he had been telling me over the course of 2 years. So, and I had never been, to my knowledge, with a liar. I just, still to this day, don't believe that I was with a liar before, but I wanted, it leveled me because I had done so much work on myself before I got into that relationship. I felt like I was, you know, a kick-ass relationship ninja, right? When I got into that relationship, I felt like I had worked on my heart. My heart was squeaky clean and ready for love. And then I get into this relationship, I am leveled by it. And I said to myself, I don't ever want to be at this moment again, where I am this leveled by a relationship ending. I want to uncover what got me to this moment in my life. And I want to uncover what will bring me forward in my life with more love and more able to love and be loved. And that set me on the journey. I had a moment where I was in Old Town Pasadena. Again, I'm back with Old Town Pasadena. And I had lifted myself up out of my bed and got myself out. This is very soon after the breakup. And I went to Old Town and I was walking down the street and a couple across the street caught my eye. And when I looked at them fully, the man at that moment twirled the woman around and dipped her and kissed her. And it was a beautiful romantic gesture. And normally beautiful romantic gestures like that, I love, right? And they make me smile and they make me maybe even a little teary with the beauty, right? But in that moment, my thought was, I wonder what lies he's telling her. And I knew that something was wrong, right? If that was the little mantra that came out of my brain. So that was what set me on the journey to uncover everything that brought me to that moment.
Now, in Superhero of Love, you refer to this man as Mr. X. How long had you been in the relationship with Mr. X before the breakup?
It was around just about 2 years.
And until you caught him in that first lie, you had no idea that anything was wrong.
I had no idea, but I will say, on our first date, we met online. So, and on our first date, I saw, oh, he's not the height that he said he was, you know, but that often happens with online dating. So there was that little thing. But I gave him a pass on that one. In other words, that was a little bit of a teeny tiny red flag, right? But I don't even consider that a red flag. I will say, though, that there were red flags, just like most of us who've had a breakup say, oh, yes, I saw that coming on some level, right? There were little red flags, things that just didn't quite match up. Things that I thought, is he telling the truth right now? But then he would tell a complicated story that would justify his actions and make me think, oh, I was wrong thinking he was lying. So yes, there were hints. Yes, there were red flags.
In retrospect, was Mr. X pathological?
I don't, you know, I really hesitate to label. I should say a definitive no, actually. And I don't like labeling him as anything, frankly, but the most important thing that I want to say about that is that he is not the bad one. In any way, shape, or form, is he the bad one, right? I think that water seeks its own level. I think that we came together to teach each other lessons. I got one of the hugest lessons of my life that set me on an extraordinary journey. I have nothing but love for him. And that him lying to me, one of the first things that I uncovered, and it was with Debbie Ford, who I know that we share a deep love for, I did the shadow process workshop. And in the shadow process workshop, right at the time, it happened to be right at the time of the breakup, which was, if that's not divine intervention, I don't know what is. But for those who don't know the shadow process workshop that Debbie Ford, who has now since left us, but you can get her books. She's a best-selling author who brought shadow work to the masses. She is extraordinary. Every single book I would recommend. She helps you uncover in the most gentle, beautiful, light-filled way, uncover the shadows and your shadows, which are these hidden pieces in your heart that are left behind from traumas from usually childhood or earlier in your life. So I uncovered a shadow about lying, right? So I had an extraordinary thing happen where I told a lie. My mother caught me in the lie. I was 8 years old, and she punished me severely for this lie. And from that moment, and the story is in my book, and from that moment, I said, I cannot tolerate lying. I will never lie again. I don't like liars. No lying. Right? And when you squash down, when you push down, because we all have a liar inside of us, we all tell white lies, but when you squash down a piece of yourself like that, what is bound to happen is that something will come into your life to have you uncover that shadow, that piece of yourself that you push down that requires some healing. I didn't heal from that trauma with my mother. And this was one of the first shadows that I uncovered that I did heal.
And in essence, you talk about this as a blessing. This was really a wonderful lesson and a blessing. Okay. And the synchronicity of taking the work with Debbie at that time is all part and parcel of a wonderful process for you.
Yes, I just got chills. I mean, like, it's magical. It's divine intervention. Where I am in my life now, I would never have been in this moment right here in my most spectacular life. I'm not joking. I'm not being inflammatory here. I have a spectacular life, and this is not where I would be had I married him.
My guest is Bridget Fonger. She's the author, and she is a superhero of love. And we'll be back with more of Bridget after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Bill Maher. I can find humor in almost anything, but one thing I never laugh about is cruelty to animals. If you don't get the joke either, write People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, 501 Front Street, Norfolk, Virginia, 23510.
Why should you volunteer with Meals on Wheels?
I'll come to the door with one meal and I'll walk away with a full heart.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this evening is Bridget Fonger. She's the author of Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Out and Save the World. Bridget, in your book, you share a mantra. You are loved exactly as you are and exactly as you are not. What does that mean?
That means that the available to every single one of us is the purest, most unconditional love that no human in this incarnation can actually give us, right? That is available to you if you look inside and if you get in touch with it, if you open your heart and let it reveal itself to you, if you allow for that connection, allow to be plugged in with that cord in your heart to that source of what I call the mighty flame in my book, the mighty flame that burns with that unconditional love in each of our hearts. It's there. It's been there since we were born. It will be there in eternity. And that eternal flame is connected to the eternal love, the unconditional love that we all can tap into.
Why is it that that flame, which is ever present, is so hard for so many to see?
Right. Well, once you start to become aware of it, in fact, I mean, if a listener right now feels like they have zero connection with that mighty flame in their heart, I would just say, put your hand on your heart and just imagine the source of love. Just even contemplate those three words, source of love, and just imagine being present with it and being sparked by it in this moment. We all have it. And as you become more and more aware of it, you notice what in your life is causing that mighty flame to dim and what in your life is causing that mighty flame to grow. And people, places, activities can all make it either dim or grow. And the more you just start asking the question, is this making my mighty flame dim? Is this making my mighty flame grow? The more you start asking those questions, it's a very subtle awareness, but it comes usually for people quite quickly just by putting your attention on it.
Absolutely. I just want to mention that in your introduction, you qualify that while your book was written from a straight woman's perspective, what you share applies to all women and men of all orientations, so everyone can be a superhero of love, correct?
Absolutely. And it also applies to people who have happy marriages. I'm getting a lot of comments. The book just came out a few weeks ago, and I'm getting tons of comments, actually, from happily married women who are uncovering childhood wounds and these shadows that I spoke about earlier that they are so happy to uncover because they are seeing that they are either blocking them from even more deeply loving their partner or blocking them from career success or blocking them from having anything that they wish to have. So yes, the book is for all of us. I wrote it, so if you don't speak straight chick, that's cool. You can speak whatever language. And I tried to also write it for people of any faith. So I just asked people to forgive me as they read if something sounds straight chick or of a certain religious bend, which I don't really have a certain religious bend. But if anything makes you feel like you want to shut down from imbibing the book, then I say, please forgive me and just set it aside if you can.
And let me just share with our listeners that the read is universal and wonderful and heartwarming. So there's nothing in there that's going to shut you down. You know, just go with it. Really, the answer is go with it.
Yay.
Now, all fictional superheroes have a foundation or origin story, be it from another planet, from life circumstances beyond their control, or just awakening to their powers. What is the origin story of the superhero of love?
Right. So my origin story was this breakup. The origin story is what has you crash and burn into what I call a pile of ash, feeling like you don't have any powers. And as I said earlier, that leveled me, right? Spiritually, emotionally, physically, I felt leveled by it. So whatever brings you to that place. And I have a few different exercises that apply to this concept, but there is a specific exercise to write your origin story and then unravel what the story you made up about this situation, about this breakup in my case, unravel the story we make up stories about things as we go through life. We make up stories about every person's reaction, whether it's good or bad, as we go through life, as we bump up against other hearts. But we have to unravel the stories that we're making up about things and stack them up against the facts. So what happened is pretty simple. I was in a relationship with a man that I fell in love with and I loved, and we actually had a lot of really good times. Those are facts. And then he told a lie, and I uncovered other lies, and I decided to not be in a relationship with him anymore. Right? It's really simple. Facts. And then the story I made up about it, especially right after the breakup, oh my God, the story was so dramatic. And I had all my friends enrolled in how dramatic this story was. How horrible a person, who lies like that? What was the truth? Was there any truth to this? Was he really in love with me? So getting in touch with that origin story and unraveling the stories from the facts, and the stories that we make up about these traumas in our lives are all triggered our how we look at them. The lenses through which we look at these facts makes up these stories based on our past experiences. So when you unravel those two things, what you start also unraveling and revealing are the lenses that you've had on that are affecting how you see these facts in your life, see these traumas in your life. So, and we all know that one loss is not just one singular loss. When you have a loss, what gets triggered are the pieces of your heart that have had, that experienced losses before. So, we've all heard the story of, a fish dies, or something that would seem like a small loss, and but we fall to pieces, and it's because we didn't really deal with those previous losses fully. So those pieces of our heart are so tender and so triggered that unraveling those origin stories is what helps us heal all the pieces of our heart. So that's why breakups are a blessing. My breakup was a blessing. I've heard many, many, many people say that their breakups were blessings, because we get to go inside our hearts and look around and see all the other unhealed wounds that have been touched by this wound. And the more we heal those little pieces of our hearts, the more powerful. That's where we step into our superpowers and to our superhero of love, as we make our heart more and more powerful, more resilient, more able to open with ease and receive and give.
This all has to do, in this instance, what you were describing, with learning how to grieve. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we're never taught as children about grief. We see our parents when someone passes or a friend passes, we see the grief process in others. But I think it would be really important for kids to start learning about the grief process early on. Now, there's no right way to grieve. As an interfaith minister, I know that grief comes in many different forms, and there's no right way or wrong way. Each is for each individual person. Their grief is their own. Mm-hmm. But I think that being able to grieve and not feel ashamed about grieving and connect with those feelings is something that we really need to teach our kids.
Yeah. Those little shadows, it's like I often, when I do shadow work, and I continue to do shadow work, I'm assuming I'll be doing shadow work until the day I die. I always feel like I'm opening up a closet that little girl crawled into, and it's dark. There's no food. There's no warmth in there. She crawled into that closet because she didn't have an adult around to help her manage and navigate the feelings that she was having. And that's sometimes because the adults around you, when you're having a trauma, when you're a child, are not equipped to deal with it either, to help you navigate your feelings, to hold your hand and help you hold your heart. Sometimes children need someone to help them hold their hearts. And if there isn't someone around who has that ability to do it for themselves, even hasn't had the experience of doing it for themselves, then they're just out of luck and they're wont to find themselves, you know, locking themselves into a closet, right? Until 40 years later, you walk in and say, hey, let's shine the light. Let me hold you. Let me talk to you about what happened. Let me help you navigate now what happened then. Let's talk about what you wanted to say, what you needed then, etc., and have a healing conversation with that piece of yourself that you've disengaged, that you put into the closet.
I think the gift of a healing conversation is something that we can all offer each other as adults, and that's probably part of our superhero status. My guest is Bridget Fonger. She's the author of Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Save the World. Bridget, please tell our listeners where they can get your book and find out more about you and your work.
You can find it. You can order it wherever you get your books. Even small bookstores will order it for you, of course. It's from Canary Press. You can get it on Amazon in all the different formats. You can have it read to you. You can have it in Kindle. You can have it in a book. Wherever you get your books. And my website is superherooflove.com.
And we'll be back with more of Bridget Fonger and Superhero of Love after these words on the Olden Times Radio Network.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Why should you volunteer with Meals on Wheels?
I'll come to the door with one meal and I'll walk away with a full heart.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at americaletsdolunch.org, brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week is Bridget Fonger. She's the author of Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Out and Save the World. Superman had his Fortress of Solitude, and Wonder Woman came from that faraway isle of Amazons and with a sacred temple. What sacred place may the superhero of love voyage to and connect with Source?
Well, I have a vision that had come to me, which was the mighty temple of the heart. And I just had this image come to me of a temple up on top of a beautiful hill. And at that temple, I felt all the superheroes of love who have come before us and will, and all the superheroes of love that will come in the future. So in other words, as if all times were collapsing into each other, I feel that we can tap into the wisdom of not just those to our sides, but we can tap into whatever wisdom draws us forward and bring them into our temple. You can create, I invite people in the book to create their own mighty temple of the heart and to bring the teachers that they wish to touch their hearts, that they trust, that they love, who move them, and make it a holy place for their journey. So in other words, this is a holy journey. Anytime, and I know Debbie Ford spoke about it also, that looking at our shadows is holy work. Any work where you dive deeply into your heart is holy work. And when you grab the hand of the divine to walk into your heart, which is, I think, the easier way to go, grabbing the hand of the divine. when you grab the hand of the divine and walk into that mighty temple of the heart as you create it with the teachers that you choose, known, unknown to you in your personal life, it could be somebody that you actually know. It could be a friend. It could be someone who wrote hundreds of years ago. It could be the Bible. It could be anything.
When absolutely.
So it's all about focusing on the holiness of your journey.
And it's interesting that people can deliver messages to us on a very incidental basis, where it might be a sentence, a word, a facial expression, a hug, or something that we may have taken for granted and in retrospect is part of that beautiful, beautiful temple. I had a recollection of when I was in my mid to late 30s is when my spiritual path reopened. And I used to attend what they used to call salons back in those days, back in New York. And every Friday evening, this woman hosted a salon in her home in which various people from different New Age and spiritual disciplines would come and offer their teachings. And a couple of the things I didn't really relate to or connect with. And one evening after this was over, she was well into her 80s at the time, very grandmotherly. And she said to me, "May I speak with you for a minute?" And I said, "Of course." She said, "I see you're a little uncomfortable with some of the things that are being shared here. Let me share something with you, if I may." And I said, "Of course." She said, "You know, God does not require that we be holy, but God would love for us to be whole." And when she said that, it changed my life. It absolutely changed my path and changed my life, because what she said to me was, become whole. Take everything that works for you and resonates with you and run with it. Accept it as part of your wholeness and don't eliminate it. And that changed my life.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I love the holiness with a W in front of it.
Absolutely. So, let me ask you this. Fictional superheroes encounter villains and weakeners that challenge them and attempt to throw them off their path. You identify two in your book. You call them saboteurs and kryptonite. Who are the saboteurs, and what is the version of kryptonite you're talking about?
Saboteurs are the shadows that are poking at your heart, right? So like that little girl that I locked in the closet at age 5 when she had a meltdown when her parents got, when I say meltdown, I don't mean to diminish the pain, who had a trauma when her parents separated. That little girl that I put into the closet, she didn't go away. She pokes, those shadows poke at our hearts. They come out when they feel unsafe. So for instance, the shadow, the liar shadow that I had, when she senses that I'm with somebody that may be lying, she feels unsafe and I start to overreact to things. Maybe push somebody away or maybe, cut somebody off. So having, a clear a relationship, an ability to see when your shadows are poking at you and becoming saboteurs is very important. I like the analogy of driving a car in life. And as an adult, you're equipped to drive that car. You've been trained to drive that car. You have experience driving that car, for those of us that live in cities where we drive. And sometimes if it's a saboteur, the saboteur will get in the driver's seat or get on your lap and start steering the wheel in a different direction, possibly into a wall, right? So we want to develop healthy relationships with those saboteurs so that they don't become saboteurs. So those are internal weakeners. The external weakeners, we all know of the concept of kryptonite. I call kryptonite those things that come from the outside that can weaken us and also weaken our relationship to the truth and to love and to our hearts. And they can lead us down an unhealthy or a painful path when we don't manage the kryptonite, manage the things that weaken our hearts, weaken our connection to our hearts. So in both cases, they're things that weaken our connection to our hearts.
Now, you talked about the mighty temple, and in your book, you talk about maintaining and building and kindling a mighty flame within that temple. What is that mighty flame, and how do we kindle it?
Yes, my favorite way to kindle the mighty flame is integrity. I did the Landmark Forum and a bunch of landmark education work many years ago, and one of my favorite takeaways from that work is developing a really powerful relationship with integrity. When you have integrity, your mighty flame can burn even brighter. When you do what you say you are going to do, when you have your life in order, when people think of you as someone who is their word, who keeps their word, who, when they say they're going to do something, even if it's an extraordinary idea, you can kind of trust that extraordinary idea will become a reality. So working on our integrity is there's so many levels of integrity, but working on being our most integrous selves, being truthful, being who we say we wish to be in the world and walking that talk, integrity helps that mighty flame grow.
And how else could we kindle that flame?
Anything that draws you, that makes you feel more full of love, that makes you feel more full of joy, if you walk toward it and embrace it, then your mighty flame will grow. I was looking for, when I moved into this house that I'm in right now, I was working with actually one of Debbie Ford's coaches, and I said I was going to a place that I wasn't sure about, and she said, pay attention to how you feel when you walk in the house. And what she was saying essentially is what I consider, does your mighty flame grow? And so when I was looking for houses, that's what I paid attention to. What made me feel more alive? What made me feel more happy? What made me feel more able to love?
Absolutely. You offer 5 superpowers for us to connect with and develop. The first is super sight. How do we develop super sight?
So super sight, the biggest thing that I encourage people to do to develop super sight is work on those, the shadows and the saboteurs. When you are willing to go inside your heart and look around in the places that are darker, where you've shoved the little girl into the dark corner, for instance, when you start doing that work, what happens is just in turning your attention toward that little girl, toward that shadow, you are shedding light with your attentions onto that area of your heart. So super sight is about braving the darkness, because what's on the other side of the darkness is the most extraordinary light. So it's taking off the blinders, taking off the rose-colored glasses, and being brave and walking into the truth of your heart.
That's beautiful. And of course, there are four more superpowers that we're going to discuss when we come back after the break. My guest is Bridget Fonger. She's the author of Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Save the World. And we'll be back with more of Bridget after these words on the Om Times Radio Network.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Change and growth are part of natural life, and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Teens in foster care will love you, even if you don't know the lingo.
Dad bod, noun. The result of the occasional donut always washed down with confidence.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Why should you volunteer with Meals on Wheels?
I'll come to the door with one meal, and I'll walk away with a full heart.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week is Bridget Fonger. She's the author of Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Out and Save the World. So we're talking about the superpowers. You mentioned super sight as the first superpower. The next one is super hearing. It's just as important for us to hear our inner voice as to hear the voices of others, isn't it?
Yes. And when we focus on allowing ourselves to be open to hearing the wisdom of others, the voices of clarity that are around us, we are opening our hearts as a result. So if you open yourself, for instance, if you say, I want to manifest a coach, let's say it's a fitness coach. I want to manifest a fitness coach in my life. And if you start listening for the clues to where you could, in just saying it is part of your manifestation, of course. But if you, and if you just start listening for the clues, you will start hearing that there are offers of the universe to give you what you wish at every turn. So when you're on the superhero of love journey, you may be looking for someone to help you uncover those shadows. You may be looking for someone to bring you closer to your divine source, to your mighty flame. But if you work on taking away everything that is stopping you from hearing, so essentially like blinders for our ears, that's when super hearing comes to be. So pushing away everything that is stopping you from hearing the truth, that is stopping you from hearing clear guidance, that is stopping you from hearing your perfect intuition and the divine speaking, whispering in your ear.
And that includes the negative, the naysayers that are around you in your life.
Right. You want to, the more clear you can be in your hearing, the more you can digest and work with it and see what the truth is and what's not the truth. So are the naysayers the truth? When you have super hearing, you know the truth.
Now, one would not normally think of being humble as a superpower, but you say super humility is. Please explain.
Well, this is about that connection to the divine. When we understand that there are things greater than ourselves, that we aren't, as we believe when we're children, that we're the center of the universe, that there are divine, there is divine greatness that can be tapped into, when we can bow to that divinity, it opens our heart even wider. You know, in India, you bow to the guru. And when I first went to bow in front of a guru, as I was standing in the line waiting to bow in front of this amazing guru, I thought, oh, I don't know if I'll do this. You know, my American human construct thing came out. And I was doubting even the whole process. And when I got in front of her, there was nothing that would have stopped me from bowing to her, because my heart exploded with love and I felt such love for her. And I was bowing not to her, really. I was bowing to that great divine. I was bowing to God, really. That's what I was bowing to. And I knew in that moment, this was greater than my human self. And it was in me. So I was, in a way, bowing to that greatness in me and in her.
I'll never forget the first time I went to a Zendo, this quick share. Mm-hmm. And myself and the woman by the name of Barbara, we were both raised in Jewish families. And one of the things that you're engraved in you when you're learning in Jewish families and in Hebrew training is you don't worship false idols. Mm-hmm. Don't bow down to false idols. So we're at the Zendo, and there's this huge statue of Buddha at the end of this the hall. And everybody stops, bends to the statue of Buddha, and then moves on. And the two of us get there, and we're straining to break our knees and bend until the Zen master explained, you're not bowing to the statue of Buddha, you're bowing to the Buddha essence within yourself. That was a life-changing lesson that we learned, and just something very, very special. I just wanted to share that in terms of the super humility. You know, there's
I was just going to say, no, I didn't mean to, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. No, please.
The word namaste, I bow to the divine in you.
Right.
You know, when you pass someone on a path, namaste, I bow to the divine in you, which is beautiful.
Absolutely. There's a wonderful line from Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues from his anthem Question. He says, when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true, that all the love you've been giving has all been meant for you. You share that super self-love is a critical superpower. Isn't this one of the most difficult things for us to achieve?
Yes, and that quote just triggered in me this beautiful, I guess trigger is not actually the word, sparked in me the memory of Dorothy, right, in Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. You had the power all along, Dorothy. You had it all along. You had the love all along. You are that love. That love is in you. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's the hardest one, and I don't even have it mastered, of course. You know, I think it's really hard. This, you know, this incarnation that we're in here is hard. We bump up against other hearts that are in pain. And when your heart is in pain and you're bumping up against another heart that is in pain, it's hard to have love for either one of you in that moment, right? So the more work that we can do to get to that place of super self-love, the more able we are to love and be loved by others.
Absolutely. I know for me personally, self-love was one of the hardest lessons I ever had. And I really didn't achieve that until my early 40s. It took a long time to get over some of the shadows from my youth and find that in myself. And I think that's something that why is it so difficult for us to get to? I have to ask that question.
No, well, I have to say, you're my hero. You're a true superhero of love, that you mastered super self-love in your 40s. That's magnificent. I mean, I am literally right now currently in a conversation with women. I'm in my 50s and speaking with other women in their 50s, talking about just like our bodies changing and how and what our bodies changing as we age, and, you know, not liking our bodies even at this age. Like, and I was saying, when are we ever going to get to a place where we can be at peace and love our bodies just exactly as they are and exactly as they are not? And I was saying, how about now?
Yeah. Right.
And since I said that was a few days ago that I said, how about now? It's kind of echoing in my own brain. So every time I want to criticize my body in some way or feel, oh, that's my stomach again, right there where it shouldn't be. How about now that I love my stomach just the way it is and just the way it is not? So the fact that you've mastered it is bravo.
Thank you. Yeah. And super alignment is the last of the five primary superpowers you share in Superhero Love. What is super alignment?
Super alignment is when you are connected with that divinity, when you are super aligned, you know what your truth is in every moment. You know what will best serve your soul's purpose in that moment. You know what will serve your heart. And you are connected to the divine in as pure a way as you can be. And you know, it's an inner knowing. And by the way, you can hear the similarities between these superpowers, and it's not like one really stands alone. They all dovetail into each other. And then the bottom line with all the superpowers is they are all ways to contextualize taking care of all the pieces of our heart and bringing us closer and closer to the divine source of love.
And all of this work is designed to make us love strong. How would you define love strong?
Yeah, love strong is your mighty flame is burning bright and strong. And when somebody hands you kryptonite, like they criticize you in that way that your mother criticized you when you were a child, or whatever piece of kryptonite you're handed, that you are resilient. And in spite of the kryptonite in your hand, you can manage the kryptonite, drop the kryptonite, deal with the kryptonite with power, and keep that mighty flame burning bright. In other words, if somebody's handing you something that is triggering you, a saboteur or a kryptonite rises up, that you can manage those things, manage your heart, hold your heart, heal your heart, and keep that mighty flame burning.
What would you like readers to take away from Superhero of Love?
I would love them to take away anything that helps them feel more able to love or be loved. Even if they just get one little thing out of it that makes them walk out into the world, walk out into bumping up against those other hearts in a way that makes them more able to be open to receiving and giving love. That would make my dream come true.
Absolutely. And as you share, love is the greatest superpower of all.
Yes. Yes. Love is the greatest superpower of all. That's Ed Bacon said that. Ed Bacon, Reverend Ed Bacon, who's in Atlanta now, in Atlanta, Georgia. He also has an amazing book, The 8 Habits of Love. Everybody should get that as well. Yeah, it is our superpower. It is the superpower that we all have at our beck and call. So,
absolutely. And what our world and what our world really needs now. My guest is Bridget Fonger. She's the author of Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Out and Save the World. Bridget, one more time, please tell our listeners where they can get your book and find out more about you and this wonderful work.
Thank you. Anywhere you buy your books, just look for Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart, and Then Go Save the World. But you can check me out and check the book out. And even download excerpts from the book at superherooflove.com. And you'll see a link also to my podcast and to Love Forward Talks, which is another project that's Superhero of Love related. So everybody go to Superhero of Love and you'll see it all.
Bridget, thank you so much for joining us. This is absolutely wonderful work.
Thank you so much, Victor. Have a great night.
You too. And thank you for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor the Voice Furman. Have a wonderful week.